This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. February is American Heart Month. Today on Let's Talk Portland, we're talking with folks from the American Heart Association about their life-saving efforts around CPR and heart health, specifically focusing on their work here in Oregon and Southwest Washington. This month, the association is highlighting the importance of learning CPR. I'm excited to introduce two guests who are here today to share why CPR is such a critical skill to have. Mary Taft is a mom and an American Heart Association volunteer advocate, and Dr. James Bishara is an OHSU cardiologist and also an association volunteer. Hello there. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
So, Mary, let's get started with you. You have a deep personal connection to CPR. Could you share with us what happened to your daughter, Nina?
Yes, it was June of 2022. My husband and I had taken her up to Seattle for a soccer tournament. And during the day, in the second game, she had been playing and she was subbed out. And the next thing that Tom and I heard was, player down, it's Nina. And we took off running right through the middle of the game. And when we reached her side, she was unresponsive. She was turning gray. Her eyes had rolled into the back of her head. And unbeknownst to us, she had suffered a sudden cardiac arrest. We didn't know it at the time. And as we were sitting there trying to process the situation, she suddenly let out this sound that I will never forget. And essentially it was her last breath. And that's when my husband sprung into action and he started CPR. He had not done CPR since he was a lifeguard in high school, so about 30 years ago. And but he did it the best he could remember, and thank God he did. Unbeknownst to us again at the time, the coach had already ordered the assistant coach to call 911. And thankfully, she had sourced out that there was an AED on site that morning. So she knew where it was. And even knowing where it was clear on the other side of the complex. And she had already ordered the line judge to take off running to go get it as my husband continued to perform CPR.
Oh, my goodness, Mary, that is a shocking story. How old was Nina at the time?
She was 13 years old.
And that's, I'm guessing, pretty uncommon for a 13-year-old to go into cardiac arrest.
Well, we thought it was. I've since learned a lot of information regarding this subject, and sudden cardiac arrest, unfortunately, is the number one killer in young athletes. And Nina was no exception. She was one of the lucky ones, though, that day, thanks to my husband and thanks to the fact that there was an AED that got there in time and shocked her back to life.
How did you and other people present react when you realized that she was going into cardiac arrest or was in cardiac arrest?
It was the worst day of our lives. It's nothing. I think it would be any parent's worst nightmare. I didn't know what anybody else around me was doing. I know I was screaming. I just kept screaming her name over and over again. I know the parents and the coaches were trying to get the girls to the other side of the field so they did not have to witness the events that were taking place. I was screaming for a doctor. I was screaming for a nurse. And there was a mom from the other team who did eventually run over, and she assisted Tom with compressions because he by now had been doing it for a couple of minutes. So, but you can imagine for any of us who have been at a sports complex, when you see ambulances and fire trucks come racing in and then they go racing out, you know, it's never anything good. So everyone was very upset that day.
And you said your husband hadn't performed CPR since he had learned it back 30 years ago or so, right?
Correct. Yes.
How quickly did how quickly was he able to remember how to do CPR?
Well, and they will say any CPR is better than no CPR. So he started as best he could. And Nina's wonderful coach, Allie, was standing above us. And at one point he wasn't getting it right because Nina actually vomited and we had to clear her past airways. And then he went back to it. And Coach Allie was instructing him how to tip her head back further to make sure her airways were clear. So whatever he did that day, it worked and it saved her life. It saved her brain. She had no neurological setbacks afterwards. So,
wow. What a story, Mary. My goodness. How has this experience changed your perspective on the importance of CPR and AED training?
Gosh, it's a top priority for our family now. We are committed. We feel so fortunate and blessed that Nina got a second chance. So we are doing everything we can, especially here in our immediate community. We live in Central Oregon. We're working with a lot of wonderful people, with our local fire department. The schools are all on board. We're just working with them to make sure that all schools are up to date on their emergency response plans, that they have the equipment they need. Obviously, there's always an issue of funding and hoping we had more. So in the absence of that, just utilizing what we can. That day that everything happened, Nina's soccer club went back here in Bend and they did have an AED and they checked on it and the batteries were dead. So it's just innocent oversights like that we are trying to prevent and just educate and spread awareness and just doing what we can.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you have a message for other parents to be more prepared?
Oh, yes. Do something. Learn CPR. Teach your kids about an AED. Ask your local schools if they have emergency response plans. When you walk into a gym, you know, look and see if they have an AED. Where is it? And, you know, just do anything to make a positive change happen and urge your state representatives to vote yes for House Bill 2529. We need all the help we can get right now.
Let me introduce once again Dr. James Bishara, Dornbecker Children's Hospital cardiologist and American Heart Association volunteer. Dr. Bishara, how important is early CPR to survival rates?
Well, as Nina's story clearly demonstrates, if someone needs CPR, the situation is dire. They lack blood flow to the brain and all of their vital organs. According to the American Heart Association, if performed immediately, quality CPR can double or triple the chance of survival from an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. And for every minute without CPR, the chance of survival drops by 10%, making CPR a vital early step in the chain of survival that also includes calling 911 and using an AED.
What advice would you give to someone who feels maybe hesitant about performing CPR, like maybe they don't know how to do it or feel like they might be doing it wrong?
Well, if a person stops breathing and has no pulse, they're in an absolutely grave situation. CPR can only improve their chances. And as Mary mentioned, doing something is better than doing nothing. I recommend calling 911 and starting CPR. If for some reason you have concerns about doing something like rescue breaths, doing hands-only CPR can also be life-saving and is a really valid option. Another thing people may be worried about is liability. Good Samaritan laws are present to protect people who are acting in good faith for people having an emergency. There's also great resources out there that can help you learn CPR from the American Heart Association. You can find that on their website, heart.org.
You're a Dornbecker Children's Hospital cardiologist, so how frequently do you see young people, children really, with cardiac arrest?
Well, it does happen. Fortunately, not very often, but there are multiple cases a year that we have coming through our hospital. And it's always incredibly traumatizing for everyone involved. We really hope to have survivors, but many times these children are not survivors because they don't get the kind of care that they need as fast as is necessary to save a life.
The American Heart Association is working here in Oregon on an important bill that can really make a difference for kids like Nina that have suffered cardiac arrest at school. Can you tell us a bit about that effort?
Well, we've just heard Nina's story, and I think all of us also remember how traumatizing it was to watch the events unfold on Monday Night Football when DeMar Hamlin had a cardiac arrest, and also the relief of knowing he survived. Cardiac arrest is the leading non-traumatic cause of death for young athletes, and early access to 911, CPR, and AEDs are essential links in that chain of survival. Nina and DeMar had people who had a plan, who knew CPR and had access to AED that gave them that chance. We want all of Oregon's children to have this same chance of survival, and that's why we're asking legislators to vote yes on House Bill 2529. This bill will ensure that all Oregon schools will have a cardiac emergency response plan. These plans can more than double or even triple the survival rates from cardiac arrest by empowering people nearby to take action, dial 911, start CPR, and use an AED, hopefully saving that child's life.
We've talked about AED. Could you tell us what that stands for and what that is?
An AED, or an automated external defibrillator, is an automated device that can deliver a shock to the heart and help regain normal heart rhythm. This device can also guide the user through CPR, telling them when to continue compressions or when to stop compressions, and can really aid in the in survival. Delivering an early shock for people who are suffering from an abnormal heart rhythm is one of the most vital things, along with CPR, to survival.
Mary, I'd like to wrap up with you. How is Nina doing today?
Nina is incredible. In fact, we just had a day trip up to Seattle Children's Hospital yesterday. We go back to Seattle because that's where everything happened, and she ended up having open heart surgery. But she is doing great. Her surgery will never need to be repeated. She's not on any medication. She plays soccer for her high school. Her stamina is back. She's one very strong, resilient kid, and a very, very lucky one.
That's so great to hear. We've been talking with Mary Taft and Dr. James Bishara. Thank you so much for this information. Very important.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us tell the story. Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In addition to CPR education, the American Heart Association is also working locally to help people understand their risk for heart disease and stroke and giving them tools to make positive changes. Here to talk about this is Dr. Laurel Soot, American Heart Association volunteer board member in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and Providence Health Plan Chief Medical Officer. And also Michael Hale, a health and wellness liaison from Portland Opportunities Industrialization Center, or POIC for short. Hello there, guys. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland. Dr. Soot, let's get started with you. I'd like to know your connection with the American Heart Association.
Yeah, I'm very honored to serve on the board of the American Heart Association here in Portland, Oregon. It's something I'm really passionate about, both personally and professionally as a physician, as well as working with Providence Health Plan. The American Heart Association plays a really critical role in advancing research, education, and community initiatives here that directly impact people of Portland in a positive fashion.
That's really important. Why is heart health so important here in Portland and all over?
Yeah, heart health, as some people may not know, is one of the leading causes of death in the United States for both men and women. One of the key factors to prevent heart disease is controlling blood pressure. And that's some of the initiatives that we've worked with POIC here in the community of Portland.
So let's talk about blood pressure. Why is that so important? What is blood pressure?
Blood pressure. So blood pressure is how the heart is functioning and measured through the arteries, so the blood supply. If it's too high, that pressure, just you can think of it like a pressure valve for plumbing, and that can cause a stroke. It can cause heart attacks. It can also cause kidney disease that people aren't aware of as well.
How do you control blood pressure?
So blood pressure can be controlled in multiple ways. One of the key ways actually is with diet and exercise. And I know you hear doctors talk about that all the time, but it is really real. In addition to that, blood pressure can be controlled with certain blood pressure medications.
How about, talk to us about self-monitoring your blood pressure, probably, I'm assuming, at home.
Yes. It's not something that you can do, say, just by feeling your pulse. It has to be done with a blood pressure cuff.
And is that something you can buy at a drugstore?
You can buy them at a drugstore, but one of the ways that we've really working with our communities here is with POIC to actually donate good blood pressure cuffs, medical grade blood pressure cuffs, and have those to be able to be loaned out to families of need.
Is it important to check like every day? How often should you check your blood pressure?
That is a great question. There's something that actually can happen when people check their blood pressure too much. If they get worried about their blood pressure, you actually can have an increase in your blood pressure. So the monitoring of the blood pressure really needs to be done with a physician's guidance is ideal. When you're starting new blood pressure medication, the frequency of monitoring your blood pressure is a little bit higher. But once you're on a constant dose of your blood pressure medication or you're controlling your diet and with exercise, then the frequency that you need to check your blood pressure is much less.
What's a good blood pressure to, what are the numbers? What should you have?
Oh, you know, those have changed over the years. The standard used to be something called the systolic, which is a higher level. And that was 140 over the diastolic of 90. More recently, we found that 140 is actually a little bit on the edge of being too high. So now we're looking at about 120 over 80 to 90.
Okay. Can you explain the new self-measured blood pressure program launched in collaboration with POIC and how it works?
Yeah, this was an exciting initiative. Last summer, we were able to donate blood pressure cuffs, we being the Providence Health Plan, in collaboration with American Heart Association, to POIC. We know that these are underserved communities where access to medical care and to these medical-grade blood pressure cuffs can be challenging. And so how do we overcome these social determinants of health, which are really play a role in, for instance, blood pressure and heart disease? So we donated the blood pressure cuffs to POIC.
Okay. Why is it so important to keep the community healthy?
There are so many different reasons. I think when we look at access to medical care, barriers to care, and then one thing that people don't realize with blood pressure, it's actually very, very genetic. And so there are certain communities in which the incidence or the amount of high blood pressure that goes undiagnosed or untreated is much, much higher. So by really targeting communities in which you know that the genetic potential for them to have a higher blood pressure is there, you can start educating that it can be treated and what those treatments are.
Because one thing about blood pressure is you can't tell physically when it's high, right?
No, and that's the really, really unfortunate thing. It's such a common disease diagnosis, but the only symptoms are when it's much, much too high. And sometimes the first symptom is the stroke or the heart attack.
Let me introduce once again Michael Hale, POIC Health and Wellness Liaison. Hey there, Michael.
Hey, nice to be here.
So maybe we should get started with you by explaining what POIC is.
POIC stands for Portland Opportunities Industrialization Center. We have four core service areas that we focus on in our community. So that's education, workforce training, community safety, and mental health and wellness.
Okay. How has this blood pressure program been received by students, families, and the staff?
It's been very popular. We've been able to share these resources at staff health fairs, in our classrooms, on campuses, and in our mobile school-based health clinics. So far, we've been able to loan out over 16 monitors to our staff members. And staff members, students, and healthcare providers at our school-based health clinics all have shared their interest and excitement in being able to use these resources.
Can you share some of the unique health challenges faced by the community of POIC?
So POIC mainly serves marginalized populations that often struggle from economic instability and access to healthcare. With respect to the social determinants of health, poverty, limited access to healthcare, and health education, this program serves as a practical tool to provide health education, access to preventative care, and the promotion of health management for students and staff members alike.
What role does POIC play in educating and empowering individuals to take care of themselves?
Yeah, so POIC has created a 3Cs health initiative that addresses health inequities in our community through curriculum, care, and career. We've made it our priority that all low-income, disadvantaged, and disconnected people in our community will have the knowledge, skills, connection, and access to all services provided by the healthcare system to be safe and healthy. And through our partnership with the American Heart Association and our strategic partnership with Providence Medical Group, we're able to provide this program to our staff members, students, and mobile school-based health clinics. And having access to these devices, coupled with the education on why it's important to track your blood pressure and how to properly take your blood pressure, allows individuals to feel more empowered to take control of their health.
What kind of changes have you seen with empowering and education?
I think it's a comfortability thing. So when students or staff members have the experience and practice of feeling what the blood pressure monitors feel like on their arm, the squeeze sometimes can cause a little bit of anxiety. And we know that when people are anxious or stressed out, that their blood pressure increases. And so just having that exposure and experience outside of the doctor's office can really make people feel a little bit more empowered and comfortable using this resource.
And just learning how to take care of yourself is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Like stress management, I know, is a huge one. Stress definitely impacts our blood pressure. And so, health management in general goes a long way in this regard.
How does the partnership with the American Heart Association and Providence Health Plan, what are the long-term impacts?
Well, we know that having chronically high blood pressure over time will lead to various cardiovascular diseases later in life. So by providing this preventative care tool earlier in life, it can be quickly addressed with your doctor, which will then have a direct impact on long-term health outcomes. And together with the American Heart Association and Providence Medical Group, we can expand access to tools like the blood pressure monitors. We can increase health awareness through these types of programs, and we can offer guidance on preventative care and treatment. And this collaboration will ultimately help foster healthier habits, earlier detection, and better management of chronic conditions, which will improve overall health and reduce long-term healthcare costs in our community.
Do you have some personal stories or examples of how this blood pressure program has helped your community?
Yeah, even just in the last week, I've spoken with multiple staff members who have shared their gratitude in having access to the blood pressure monitors. One staff member shared that the monitors really helped them understand that they need to manage their stress a lot better. And they noticed that when their stress management was low, that their blood pressure readings were high. And so through being able to track their numbers, they were able to then talk more with their health provider about how to manage these issues through lifestyle changes and even medication.
Excellent. That's doing great work. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
For more information on the American Heart Association and American Heart Health Month, head to heart.org. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
A special message for American Humane by actress Allison Sweeney.
Building a caring and more compassionate world starts with our children. For more than 100 years, American Humane Association has been teaching kids to be kind to animals. Those in our homes, on the farms, on the silver screen, and wildlife conservation, caring for the world's vanishing creatures. But we can't do it alone. To learn ways to teach kids the values of caring, compassion, and hope, or to support the life-saving work of American Humane Association, visit our website, kindness100.org. Together, we can make a more humane world for all of us.
For more information, visit American Humane at kindness100.org or call 866-242-1877. That's 866-242-1877.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.